And if you guess that it's Mammoth WVH Epiphany, then you're right times two.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Good afternoon, comma, sir, exclamation point. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I cannot believe how much it's been raining. I love rain. More rain, please.
I know you do.
Come on.
No, thanks. I'm good with as much as we got. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah, it is life. You know, did you ever play that game? I never played.
The game of life?
Never played it.
I don't think I did either.
I played Monopoly a lot. Sure. And Yahtzee! But,
right.
Never life.
Let's change Give Me Five to Yahtzee!
All right. Songs about Yahtzee up at 5 o'clock today.
Songs with life in the title?
Yep.
Okay. We also have tickets for you to see Puddle of Mud.
And also, we're going to get you into the Black Crows little show that they're going to be doing for us at the Helpful Honda Rock Room.
And People Are Dumb also.
People are very, very
coming
dumb.
Coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
A lot of screaming. Those kids seem mighty worked up about something. I don't know what they're on about. What teen spirit?
I don't know, but they yell every single time.
Yeah, why don't they not?
Not
just
sure.
Sing nicely.
The first two words of this article scare me. I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I'm not living in New York now.
Toilet snake.
Sky poop.
Sky poop. No, you don't want that. Sky poop.
North Tonawanda, New York. Officials in the city of North Tonawanda and residents of one quiet neighborhood in the city are seeking answers to a strange and disgusting situation.
So this strange and disgusting situation usually doesn't happen in this particular quiet neighborhood. We've never had this here before.
It's not the same kind of rain we're having. Thank God. Here's the report.
Oh, no.
For over a month, residents here have had to deal with several instances of fecal matter raining from the sky and hitting several homes here.
No.
One resident we spoke with, Gwen Eichler, is concerned about letting her dogs out at times and had to get a power washer to clean up the mess.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding
me? How great is that? That the dogs can't go out because of the poop.
Splat. Splat.
So there is nothing left to see except for my Facebook posts, which have been prevalent because when I first put it up the first time, everybody went, what?
I think I love her accent.
Right?
What the kind?
Everybody went, what?
What?
That's the right response.
It is.
I put it up the second time and everybody went, what?
What? What? I'm doing it.
She's like a celebrity for a day because of fecal rain.
Yeah, falling out of the sky.
Fecal rain.
What?
You gotta be kidding me. And when I put it up the third time, everybody went, what?
She's my favorite.
She rules.
You need to win the lottery.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
To move.
Because is she lucky or is she unlucky?
Right.
Seems like she's unlucky.
When the what?
Well, the city of North Tonawanda actually sent out a wastewater technician to do some testing, and they cannot confirm whether this is human or animal waste. But what they can say is that it's likely from an airplane because of its appearance.
Yes.
So take that for what it's worth.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but this actually happens quite a bit.
What?
Yes.
What?
Comes, they, I don't know how they jettison. I don't know if they do it on purpose. I don't remember what the deal is, but.
Oh, they have to empty their.
Yes, and they do it midair sometimes.
Do they really?
Frozen, all sorts of stuff comes raining down on different towns. It's, I thought they had stopped it here in these United States.
Yeah, I would think that they would do that when they're at an airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Cleaning out the plane or
whatever.
But
there's something, somehow it happens. I know it used to quite a bit in the 70s. I remember reading about it. Inquiring minds want to know.
It's back.
It's back.
Fecal rain is back.
It's back.
I need a dollar.
Hey.
Dollar, that's what
all
I need.
Right. I didn't know I was going to win some money today.
Oh, I'm not sure you are.
It's a rainy day and I might win money.
The 10 best smells in the world.
Besides me?
You're not on the top 10.
Oh.
I'm sure you're 11.
Well, clearly this list
I'm sure you're 11.
Is questionable if I'm not number one.
It's a subjective list, of course, but people vote on it. And they
right.
I think you'll agree with most of it.
Okay.
Top 10 best smells in the world.
Best smells in the world.
Yes.
You know, have you ever been in New York in the springtime?
Yes.
It's not a good smell.
Not on the list.
It's just sort of the time that all the fresh urine begins to come to fruition.
It does.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
It's very nasty.
Yeah. It really is.
All right. Best smells. I guess fresh baked cookies are mighty delicious.
Oh, that's a great guess.
Yes.
Oh, God. These lists are
ridiculous. That's a great guess, though. I love the guess. It was a good effort.
Roses. How about roses? Flowers, but let's say roses.
Roses.
But flowers in general, I suppose.
Right. Let me see. Flowers in general. Roses. Let me...
Nope. Oh, for crying out loud.
I mean, I agree with you on that. Both of those should probably
so I got two so far.
Yeah.
Correct.
No, you have two wrong.
Nope, that doesn't make sense.
So far.
The rain. Like, after the rain, how good the ground smells. Everything smells so fresh and clean. Ah! That's there correct. You go. Now you're talking.
Rain is one of them.
Nice. You know, the forest always smells really good when you're out in the forest. And I love that sound. That's two sounds I love. The rain and the forest. Crying out loud. What the hell? Yeah, this bogus one American dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. If we were talking about sounds, forest and rain and casino floors.
Sure.
I love the sound of a casino floor.
Right, but we're not talking about that.
Ah, come on. I mean, I don't know, fresh baked bread. Is a wonderful
baked
smell.
Bread.
You know, there was a bakery not too far from where I lived one time, and every morning, oh man, it smelled so wonderful.
Yeah, that is the best.
Yeah.
You're not going to get it. I think you'll agree with a lot of these.
Not without those anyway. On it. Okay.
Number 10, freshly cut grass.
Nope, that stinks. I
what?
Hate it. Some people love it. Some people hate
love it.
You know, I actually like the smell of gasoline. Isn't that weird? Some people love the smell of gasoline.
Hold on.
Really?
Number 9 is melted chocolate.
Melted chocolate?
Yeah.
That's dumb. As opposed to cookies.
Well, that's what I was thinking is, man, should I give it to him for chocolate chip cookies? Because,
yeah.
Number 8 is fresh gasoline.
These are my people. Maybe they are after all.
Number 7 is campfires.
Campfires are amazing. Okay. Any like fireplace smell, that's the best thing in the world.
Number 6, rain.
Yeah, rain. Yeah, we got that one.
Mm-hmm. That's number 5, bacon.
You don't need bacon anymore. But yeah, I do love the smell of bacon. All right, I'll agree with that.
Number 4, coffee.
Coffee's a wonderful thing. As soon as I open the bag, I'm smelling it. Okay, all right, I'll grant that one.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Number 3, barbecue.
Meh.
Oh, how dare you?
As opposed to
barbecue
fresh
is
baked
so great.
Bread? I don't know.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah.
Number 2, vanilla. Yeah, I'm not down on
that. That's a vanilla answer.
And number 1, fresh air.
Fresh air?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know for sure. I would guess maybe they mean like after it rains in Southern California,
sure.
Like maybe the air is cleaner.
Yeah. You know, no, I do love to.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, when you can sleep with the windows open at the right time of the year,
yeah.
It is wonderful.
Yeah.
So fresh air. Oh,
so
right.
Suck it. You don't get a dollar.
Yeah, I think you owe me 50 cents.
I don't.
Least, for that one.
You know how in hockey the Stanley Cup is the trophy?
Yes, and people get to go up and kiss it and carry it around and take it on planes.
Drink champagne out of it. If you win it, if you're one of the players on the team that wins it, they carve your name into the actual Stanley Cup.
Insanely cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
There's also something known as the Stanley Cup that is just a cup.
A cup?
Yeah, it's like the one I bring in with the little handle.
Oh, with all the inspirational sayings on it?
No, not that one.
You can keep on drinking. You can get there, buddy.
There's
like that, yeah.
Stanley Cups have been a craze.
Okay.
I'm not positive why, except for I think I have a reason. But this is just a cup.
Just a regular old cup.
Aren't there thousands of types of cups?
Sure. Yeah, there's one or two.
They say with a rush of people shoving their way into Target stores across the nation recently, you'd assume at first glance the crowd was battling over a big ticket electronic or a Black Friday deal.
Yeah.
This is a Stanley Cup.
Why do these things happen? You know, it's so weird how these, like, that's the must-have item of the minute.
Yes. And that's what we want to talk about. You bought the must-have item of the minute.
Oh, okay. All right.
The must-have item of the minute.
And we bought a VTR.
What's that?
It's a VCR, but they used to be VTRs, video tape recorders, in 1978. We had to go in and grab one right away, like as soon as they were on the market. And like the next year, the year after that, they came down like $600.
Yeah.
They were like $1,300 out the gate in the 70s.
Yep. They say when Stanley dropped the limited edition color of their massively popular cups in partnership with Target on New Year's Eve, stores across the nation began selling out. Like they
instantly.
They have like unboxing videos on TikTok where people are going, I finally got one.
Do they look like the Stanley Cup?
No.
Or they just look like a regular cup?
They don't look anything like the Stanley Cup. I would get it if it looked like the Stanley Cup.
Right.
It doesn't. doesn't at all.
Who cares?
In 2020, this is another one. The Crocs executive, Terrence Riley, left the shoe company and became the president of Stanley.
Really?
And so I think what they do is the exact same thing that seems to happen every Christmas, which is put out a limited amount, make sure they sell out, and no one can get them, but get them to the hipsters and get them to the
make people
online.
Line up for them. By the way, you need to hang out with this dude, because if he went from Stanley to Crocs or Crocs to Stanley, he's your guy.
He kind of is my guy. Except for the Stanley Cup is just a cup.
It's just a cup.
It's insane. Stanley's company-wide revenue spiked after the tumblers became a social media fad. Jumping from $74 million to $750
million. Wow. And how much do they go for?
I don't know.
Probably not very much of its target, like $6.75.
Probably. I don't really have any idea.
That's weird.
Oh, here it is. The originally $45 tumbler.
Come on.
Is selling for upwards of $100 to $200 on eBay.
Get out of here.
Yes. Because it's the must-have item of the minute.
I think you just put some beer in it, and you spill it, and your dog steps on it, and you forget about it, and goes in the back of your closet.
I don't.
No one cares.
I don't get this stuff.
No.
I don't see the rush to buy these things.
Well, have you ever had to have something? I mean, you know, like...
They're almost never worth it.
No, man.
Almost never. If not always, they're never.
Has there ever been something you just had to get your paws on right away?
I do remember there being an instance where my kids wanted something for Christmas.
Well, sure. Kids, you know.
And it was impossible to get, and I just explained to them.
Oh, that's when you went to jail for, like, beating all those people up at that store.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. No, but something, nothing ever that you had to have, like a new electric car, like, you know, the VW Bugs, when they started remaking those, became a really hard thing to get.
Yes.
We got one pretty early on, and we were kind of lucky, and then all of a sudden, everybody in Los Angeles was driving them.
Right.
There were 3 million of them on the road.
So the question is, do you have a Stanley Cup for first?
First of all, that.
And second of all, a must-have item of the minute.
Yeah.
And was it worth it?
Yeah. And what do you do with it now?
818-955-KLOS. I mean, at least the Stanley Cups you can drink out of.
Yeah.
But it's just a cup.
It's just a cup.
It costs $45.
What?
Are you kidding
me? That's insane.
818-955-KLOS. Look, I don't understand how it became so popular. I think it's just a TikTok thing. I think it became popular on TikTok. These Stanley Cups. It's literally a plastic cup.
It's just a regular kind of tumbler that you take your coffee in, and it just says Stanley on it. That's it doesn't have anything to do with proper Stanley Cup.
It's not hip.
It's just a thing.
It's not anything except for it had a hype on TikTok.
It's exploded. You can't get them. They're sold out.
Did you buy one?
Yeah, I have one of those Stanley Cups.
You do? How much did you pay for it?
$50.
Wow!
$50.
Holy cow!
Yeah, and it's a ripoff. It's just a regular cup, and it says Stanley on it.
Right, that's my point.
Why did you have to have it?
I didn't have to have it. My brother bought it for me.
Oh, I see. It's because you're a big hockey fan, right?
It has nothing to do with hockey.
Oh, you're not even a hockey fan.
It just says Stanley on it. It's not really a hockey item at all.
That's just weird.
I don't know. He just thought it was cool, so he bought it. I think it's lame.
Do you use it?
No.
No.
It's just sitting in the cupboard.
Well, listen, you could take it to eBay and sell it for like $300.
Okay, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, just don't tell your brother.
That's what we're hearing.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I got one almost, Coach.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, my wife got it for me.
How much did you pay for it?
No, someone. Who got it for you?
My wife.
No.
How come?
Just because she heard the craze going on, and she wanted to get me one.
Oh, just because it's popular right this minute, and she knew...
Yeah. And the thing is, when she told me about it, I thought, why would you get me something I can't use?
Because you thought it was the trophy?
Well, you know, I'm like, if I take it to work, someone's going to steal it, so, you know.
Oh, I see. That's funny.
Very interesting. Are there a bunch of other things over the years that have been super popular at the moment that she got for you?
The must-have item of the moment.
No, that's the first time she's ever done anything like that.
Wow.
So some bit of advertising got into her head.
Tell her to stop it.
That's funny. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about the item that you really needed to have.
Yeah.
The must-have item of the minute.
Yeah.
It's definitely the Ray-Ban.
Oh, the Ray-Bans. Oh, you had to have one back in the day?
Yeah, Wayfarer. I mean, the greatest pair of sunglasses that ever lived. Crystal lenses. And before you knew it, we had like thousands of people around us wearing them.
Yep.
We were like the first few.
Okay.
I had mine for 29 years. When they finally broke, I kept fixing the hinges because they had these little pin tabs.
Right.
Well, here's what I'll say. At least you got your use out of it.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Sure.
They have a use. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. Right on. Awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You had to have the must-have item of the minute.
What was it? Garfield phones. You had to have a Garfield phone.
Was that a thing?
Yeah.
We're talking about must-have items of the minute.
I would run down to the Target and they'd be completely sold out. I was really upset. I need a Garfield phone.
We're talking about the Stanley Cups, which is really, it's just a cup. It's yes. A plastic cup.
And apparently Kirk, who contributes a lot to the show, says he's seen them selling on eBay now for $500. $500. It's a tumbler.
It's just a tumbler. It's
well,
a regular
like
cup.
An old school.
I don't
yeah.
understand at
what?
All. But everybody has to have what everybody has to have at the very last second. What did you go for?
I was an early adopter. I got the first smartphone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you? All right.
Nice.
That was worth
yeah. That's worth having, yeah.
All right, thank
Running
you.
Out and getting. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi there. How you guys doing?
Good, thank you. You have a Stanley Cup?
No, but I had to buy, which was really dumb, the pump Revox. Which, you know, all you did was pump them and they made tighter on your feet.
Right, yeah. Sure. I remember that craze, yeah. It was everything.
Yeah, they're purple and white, and they're still in my closet, and my kids just die laughing. They go, Mom, I don't know. I go, I had to have them and really couldn't afford them at the time. I was a single parent. I go, so I just keep them like they're a family heirloom. I said, one of you will get it in my will.
One of you will get it in my will.
Isn't that funny how something gets into your head and you just, I got to have that
yes.
item. I must have it.
And then you don't use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and he goes in the
Almost
closet.
All the time yeah. you don't use it.
That is awesome. Thank you very much for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hey guys, so I wanted to say that it's not the cup's not the Stanley Cup, it's like the old Stanley thermoses.
No, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get that now. And it's even more ridiculous that way. I mean, who
you're
cares?
Right. They call it the Stanley Cup only
right.
because it's a cup.
Right.
Not because it has anything to do with it.
Which is very confusing.
Yeah.
Yes, man.
I kinda wanted one, but I think I'm over it.
Oh wait, why did you want one?
Because everybody had one.
That's what it is, isn't it? It's fear of missing out. That's what it is.
It's like when you used to take your lunch pails to school, and if someone had one new kind, like Dukes of Hazzard or whatever, then 3 weeks later, everybody
had to have it.
Yep, guys. Well, good talking to you. Have a blessed day.
Thank
you, too.
You
take
too.
Care. 818-955-KLOS.
You had to have the must-have item in the minute. How'd it work out? What was it?
By the way, some new information has come to light about the Stanley Cup.
Yes, please.
Which is actually, you know, a Stanley tumbler.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's made of stainless steel, not plastic. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's what keeps it hot and cold,
oh,
I think.
I guess. Yeah.
On the inside?
So,
I don't know.
Apparently you can knock people out with them, and that starts to make it a little more...
Interesting.
Yeah, makes it more worth $45 or so.
I don't know. That's bizarre to me. Here's what I think is a good way to describe it, and then we'll take a few more mm-hmm. calls. The tumbler is yet another shiny object caught in the viewfinder of the internet's collective attention.
Very well said.
We maniacally consume it for a few weeks or months
right.
until the next trend appears and kicks off a new wave of memes and think pieces.
There you go. That's
perfectly what
stated.
It is.
Exactly.
You have a Stanley Cup?
Hi, I must have tickets to see the Black Crowes.
We do have a chance for you to get in on the little helpful Honda rock room sometime between 5 and 6, so be ready to win then, okay?
All right, I was trying earlier, but I didn't make it.
All right, good luck.
We're all counting on you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello, KLOS.
In regards to the Stanley Cup?
Yes, you have one?
Not everybody has one, because I don't, and I don't want one.
Okay, good.
Good for you. Well done, you.
Way to resist peer pressure.
Yeah, keep not wanting it.
Yeah, no, not at all. That interests me one bit.
You be you.
Thanks for calling,
Thank
man.
You. KLOS, hello.
Back in the 70s, I had to have, because it was the craze, a CB radio.
Same.
I went out, I bought one. As soon as I took it home, found out that someone stole my dad's. I regretted buying mine, handed mine right over to him before I took it out of the box.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You didn't even get to use it.
That's how hot they were, that people were stealing them out of cars still.
Right.
I think they'd probably yeah. leave them in there now.
Yeah. Sure, of course.
Like, yeah, I don't really care about that. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I was the maniac on Channel 13.
Calvin Klein jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, that was... And those stores were sold out.
Yep.
I wonder where all of those jeans are now. They're in landfills, I suppose, for the most part.
Right
on.
Thank
you for calling. Thank you. I'm just thinking of a certain scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the very beginning of the movie. It has to do with... Well, you know what? That doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Give me five.
Oh, I love this song. You heard the 12-inch dance mix of this song? It's really cool.
I've got your 12-inch. Theme today is life.
Life!
Songs with life in the title.
What do you got? 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on social media.
At Kevin and Slugga.
One from Mr. Pop. Lust for Life.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, how about Life's Been Good, Joe Walsh?
Oh, I love that song.
That's a great one.
Who's this?
This is Sage. I love you guys. I don't have Bluetooth, so I listen to your station all the time.
Stuck with that crappy radio, the FM radio? That's horrible.
I love it.
We are doing Give Me Five Songs with Life in the title. U2T wanted to hear It's My Life by Talk Talk.
Someone called for that, too.
Oh, excellent.
Happy to get a request for that. It's very cool.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey there. Give me five.
I'm only allowed to give you one, I think.
Okay.
Damn it.
That is true.
Beatles, A Day in the Life.
That is a fine idea. We will do that.
Oh, boy.
It's always very strange to hear that song sober, because usually over the years did not.
Of course.
And then not to hear it go into the next track is also very weird, but whatever.
I'll tell you what else is weird.
Yeah.
Downtown, three buildings, 27 stories, all tagged, graffitied.
Oh, are they abandoned?
Yes.
Oh, high-rise abandoned buildings are my favorite.
Taggers so graffiti 27 stories of skyscraper in downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's right down by Staples Center.
Oh, you showed me this picture.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. So you can see them if you're standing downstairs or whatever. You can see all
of
them.
You can see all of the balconies that go all the way up 27 floors.
And right, where is it exactly?
It's right down by Staples Center. Right across from Staples Center.
Are they going to tear those buildings down, or are they going to leave some graffiti art?
I don't know. Let's hear the report.
Oh, okay.
Nearly every floor of a 27-story luxury apartment building covered in graffiti. The high rise is just across the street from LA Live and the red carpet for this Sunday's Grammy Awards.
And many people we spoke to are outraged, wondering how this could happen.
I'm outraged.
How could this have happened?
I don't understand how it could happen.
Who's outraged? Who could not understand how it happened?
There's no way. How do they have some sort of cans full of paint? How did this happen?
KTLA's John Finolio joins us live with reaction to the shocking sight.
Shocking sight.
What planet are you on, man?
I don't know.
It's LA.
John?
Yeah, sure. Micah, good evening to you. We are right in front of Crypto.com Arena, LA Live, and the LA Convention Center. It is one of the hottest spots for tourism and commercial real estate development. But suddenly, towering above it all is what many say are skyscrapers that have been targeted and tagged.
Is that what they say? Many say.
Targeted and tagged.
Did you say that? You know, these have been targeted and tagged.
Finish one more word. Yeah.
By Vandals.
The Vandals?
Targeted.
I love those guys.
Tagged by the Vandals.
It's been going on for like the past three nights. This is like the third night, I believe, that's been going on. And just like a few nights ago, overnight, from like the lowest level all the way to the top.
Blasted. Who's that that they're interviewing?
That's that dude.
He was there the whole time.
Yeah, he was watching. He was cheering him on. He was bringing him coffee when they got tired.
I could see like people up on the balconies like tagging and everything.
There you go. I didn't do anything about it, but I thought.
Ron Burgundy is a street photographer who knows downtown like the back of his hand.
Wait a minute, Ron Burgundy, wasn't he?
Ron Burgundy,
oh,
yes.
Oh, all right.
You stay classy, San Diego.
Over the last several nights, he watched as groups of people broke into Oceanwide Plaza and spray-painted just about every floor with a balcony.
Was he cheering?
It sounds like maybe he's the mastermind.
Yeah.
Maybe we should arrest this guy.
Yeah.
He was there the whole time and saw everything?
I saw it all happen. I didn't do a damn thing about it.
Like last night, there was a crew on one of the floors, and people were coming out, getting detained by LAPD.
Oh, then they wait until they come out of the building.
This is hilarious, this part, because there are people being detained by the LAPD,
right?
And tagging is still going on at the exact same time.
And getting cited and released, and people still in there tagging while the cops are still down here.
What?
The three towers that make up Oceanwide Plaza at South Figueroa and West 11th Street was one of the largest real estate projects in the city, with an estimated price tag of more than $1 billion.
What?
This is the answer to your question.
What?
But the developer, China-based Oceanwide Holdings, reportedly ran out of money in 2019 and never finished the mega-development project.
Does it surprise you that something like this would happen?
I'm honestly kind of surprised it took this long for it to happen.
I kept calling the guys. I'm like, there's nobody there. Come down, tag this place.
That's our guy. I'm so disappointed that the taggers didn't get here sooner. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for what we learned. Sluggo lost one American dollar. again for not being able to list four of the top 10 best smells in the world.
You know that guy from Harry Potter that didn't have a nose?
Yes.
Most people don't see me, so they don't know that's what I look like.
Oh,
I can't smell anything.
Right. I was just being funny by asking you.
Yeah, it was really just terrible. It's upsetting.
Remember Poop Rain?
Poop Rain! Prince did a song about it and then changed his title later. But yeah, that was horrifying.
That's a thing that exists.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have two tickets to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It was just over there checking it out. It's
pretty
cool. Yeah,
you're doing that tomorrow with Marcy.
Yep.
Very
it's
cool.
An intimate and private performance tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Sean Linder.
Sean, can you make it tomorrow at 1?
Yes.
Good. You are the correct caller. You got two tickets to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room.
Well, awesome.
It's made possible only by your SoCal Helpful Honda dealers.
You're going to hang out with Marcy and Kevin and Puddle of Mud and a bunch of other people, and you're going to eat food, and there's going to be loud music and a bunch of questions. It's going to be insane!
We have two tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It's a top-secret location for an intimate performance. Marcy and Matt Pinfield will interview them, and then there'll be a live performance. And we'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Those guys, Black Crowes, going to be playing in the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room, and as a result, since it's our show, we got a bunch of tickets.
Yes, we do.
We got a buttload of tickets, so we can get you into that show that's happening on Thursday, February 8th. All weekend long, we'll have more chances. Keep listening all the time to get in, just like Mike from Riverside just did.
Our butts are not loaded, just for the record.
Yeah, they're not coming from there. Don't worry. You won't have to clean the tickets when you get them. He was caller 25, so he's going.
Mayday, in the life, songs about life. And give me five.
Dude, do you know how many Grammys that damn album won? Of course.
I
makes
don't.
Sense. Sgt. Pepper. Unbelievable. For example, it won Album of the Year in 1967.
Right.
Best Contemporary Album. Best Engineered Recording, non-classical. Best album cover, which makes sense.
Sure.
And, you know, graphic arts. I mean, it just won everything. So that's what we're doing this weekend, since it's a Grammy weekend. Our pal JD's going to be playing a hell of a lot of Grammy-winning stuff. We're going to start doing that at like 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Sweet.
KLOS artists that actually won some Grammys that'll be running throughout the weekend, plus chances for you to win tickets to Black Crowes as well with JD all weekend on KLOS. The Beatles kicked off a 7-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1964 with I Wanna Hold Your Hand. Neil Young released his album Harvest, that's the one with Heart of Gold, on this day in rock in 1972. Sid Vicious was released on bail on this day in rock in 1979 after attacking Patti Smith's brother at a Skafish concert. According to Johnny Rotten, Mick Jagger is the one who paid for his lawyers.